Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed.
The CDC Journal publishing yet another study saying, you can open K-12 schools for in-person learning with minimal COVID transmission.
Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There are people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out.
Let's watch They Try to Figure It Out.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Incompetent government kills people.
Here's this year's list of things I need. Adios.
Get comfortable, because it's a long list.
Economic calamity, severe job loss, business closures, anxiety, fear, civil unrest, riots, racial injustice, isolation, death, and loss.
Other than that, everything's good.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number from anywhere is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. First, I just want to say I'm really disappointed that Curt Schilling is not getting into the Hall of Fame, and that he has now asked that his name be withdrawn from consideration. And the reason being touted, of course, is that it's a character issue, as one of the bow-tied bum kissers in the Boston Globe put it, a character issue. Okay? You ever hear of a guy named Bill Conlon? He was a sports writer for many years for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And he has a plaque in the Hall of Fame. When he won the J.G. Taylor Spink Award. I guess that's the august honor for a baseball writer. And they put his plaque in the Hall of Fame. He's a pedophile, by all accounts. His own niece, among many others, said that he digitally you-know-what-ed her at the age of 7. And all this came out after his plaque went up in the Hall of Fame. And it remains there to this very day. To this very day. And I was just looking at a column in Forbes, which was first pointing this out, when the very ethical, moral sports writers started talking about the lack of character from Curt Schilling for his tweets. And this guy wrote in Forbes, if Conlon can stay in the Hall despite child molestation accusations, and they're multiple, by the way, including not just his niece but other relatives, then Schilling's candidacy shouldn't be thwarted by a couple of mean tweets. The hypocrisy is mind-blowing. Yes, it most certainly is. But that's the world that we live in. And I'm sure we could go down the list of... I wonder how many of the sports writers who couldn't vote for Curt Schilling because of his character. Didn't Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, among others, come pretty close to getting into the Hall of Fame? Even though did they have character issues with the allegations of taking performance-enhancing drugs? Hypocrisy hardly describes the situation here. 844-500-4242. Another thing, I wanted to mention just right out of the box before we get down to Washington issues, what's going on in San Francisco. San Francisco, I don't know if you saw this, but their average rent per apartment, per commercial building, declined even more than New York City last year. And even the tech woke aristocracy is pulling out of San Francisco as fast as they can because it's just such a disaster. Junkies on the street, needles, human excrement, etc., etc. The schools are all closed. The restaurants have been mostly put out of business. Independent businesses are gone. No one's arrested for shoplifting. It's just a complete disaster. They've destroyed one of the most beautiful cities, probably in the world, not just America, by their politically correct misgovernance. So even though they can't get the schools open and even though the city is a basket case, the San Francisco School Board has decided to rename 44 different schools. And they're going to remove the names of all these oppressors. I looked at the list. Some of these oppressors, I have no idea what it's all about. I don't know. Why do they have to change the name of El Dorado School? El Dorado. Doesn't that mean City of Gold? I mean, that's kind of a mythical thing, isn't it? El Dorado. There is no El Dorado, is there? But anyway, Jefferson, okay, slaves. Lincoln, he freed the slaves, but apparently he was bad to Indians. I read that this morning. I think he was in the militia in the Black Hawk War. That was probably enough for him to lose the high school that was named after him. George Washington had a high school named after him, gone. One of the Roosevelts, I don't know if it was FDR. FDR is a good Democrat, and he was in a wheelchair. And he tried to socialize America, but he did put the Japanese in the intern camps. But I think that's been flushed down the memory hole of history. Francis Scott Key, the author of The Star-Spangled Banner. President McKinley, he lost a mountain a few years back. Civil War veteran, assassinated. He's gone. James Monroe, I don't know what he did. He was the Monroe Doctrine. Maybe that was it, the Monroe Doctrine. Herbert Hoover, here's one. Paul Revere has lost it. What did Paul Revere do? The British are coming. The British are coming. Out. Scrow. Paul, you're out of here. How about Bob Balboa, the Spanish explorer? Not Rocky Balboa. Rocky's still okay. Why don't they just change it from, what was the guy's name? Vasco Nunez Balboa. Why don't you just change it to the Rocky Balboa? Oh, but he beat it. He beat a black guy, right? So out. I guess all the Balboas are gone. The Alamo. Okay, I understand that one. Dianne Feinstein. I just talked with Grace about that. She used to be the mayor back in the days when Sam Spade was the leading private detective in San Francisco. I think that's how far back it went. Something with a Confederate flag, the stars and bars, and now she's on the she's been exiled to the outhouse. Junipero Serra, he's a saint in the Roman Catholic Church. He was a missionary, but he converted the Native Americans, the Indians. Out. Robert Louis Stevenson, famous author of adventure stories, including Treasure Island, I do believe. And how about the Union generals, Philip Sheridan and William Tecumseh Sherman? I'm pretty sure they didn't own slaves, but they must have done something else. So they're all gone. And then there were a bunch more that, like I said, I didn't know who they were, but they've all been excised. And I don't know who they're going to name. Is maybe they could just name every school after Harvey Milk, the gay supervisor who was gunned down, and he was by some accounts he was a predator himself, but you know, being gay and being shot down by a white heterosexual male, a member of the board of supervisors, a former cop or fireman, he was also he's a very important figure. How about Jim Jones? Jim Jones was a big shot in San Francisco back in the 1970s. You know, the Jonestown, all those people dead. Maybe they can name us some of the school. Jones High School. Jim Jones High School. This is a very very strange new world that we are living in. Pedophiles are okay in the Hall of Fame, but if you tweet against the politically correct orthodoxy of the Baseball Writers of America Association, you become a non-person, just like in Stalinist society in the Soviet Union. 603 says, throw out all the womanizers. Start with Mickey Mantle. How about Babe Ruth? Babe Ruth was a womanizer, right? Didn't he have supposedly had the Great American Stomach Ache, and that was a sexually transmitted disease? If they throw out the womanizers, there's going to be a lot of vacancies on all wings of the Baseball Hall of Fame. But, you know, you have to pick and choose your fights. And Curt Schilling was a Trump supporter, so we'll have to start with him. He will be the first one to become a non-person. 844-500-4242. 603, Harvey Milk was a pedo. I thought he was. Are they taking his name off any schools? No. I wrote a column a couple of years ago. Are they taking the name of Gary Studs off of anything? There's a whole area of the North Atlantic named after Gary Studs, the former congressman from Massachusetts, who was bounced from St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire, for being a pedophile. And you know, we always knew that, all of us who knew people from St. Paul's from that era, but it never came out until some of the victims started filing lawsuits. But now it's confirmed that Gary Studs was tossed because he was hitting on the kids, young underage boys. But nothing has been unnamed for Gary Studs because, well, you know why. He's a Democrat. 844-500-4242. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again, and for just this week, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO is back. Buy one, get one. That's buy one Thunderstorm Air Purifier and get another one for free. It's been months, and people still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, but it works in hours. Our sales rep came down last week, and there was a funky smell in the air at her Airbnb. But it was no match for the thunderstorm. The mailroom manager lent her one of ours, and hours later, the smell was gone. The Eden Pure air purifier is so small, you can hold it in your hand, and it plugs right into the wall. That's why it was so easy to move. The best part is that you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. BOGO is back for 1 week. Maybe you have one and you know how well it works. Now you may want one for your second floor or your basement, and if your house or apartment isn't big enough for three, just give one away to one of your kids or even a friend. Pet, kitchen, tobacco, or that basement smell is all gone with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's one word, Howie BOGO, Howie BOGO. This deal ends on January 31st at midnight. The thunderstorm sells fast, so don't delay. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follansbee Inn. Join Grace for a listener getaway at the beautiful Follansbee Inn on pristine Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. Make your reservations for the weekend of February 19th and get 10% off your visit when you visit follansbeeinn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden eventually ban all fracking?
If he knows what's good for him from the oligarchs in the deep state, yes, he will.
94% say yes, he will ban all fracking.
All right. Time now for our cheap bastard deal of the day. It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal. Oh, yeah.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
So this is this deal is from Defensive Strategies. It's the premier firearms training company in southern New Hampshire. They're centrally located in Manchester, New Hampshire Defensive Strategies offers 75 different courses in workplace security, home defense, personal security, firearm instruction, situational awareness, pepper spray. I wonder if Mayor Wheeler took the course in Portland. Risk assessment and emergency management plans, concealed carry training, active shooter workshops, and much more. Defensive Strategies offers classes from the NRA, the SAF Training Division, USCCA, SABR, the National Safety Council, and many more. And while supplies last, at HowieCarshow.com, click on store. You can purchase a $125 gift certificate for Defensive Strategies for just $62.50. And with us now on the line is Bob from Defensive Strategies. Bob, what's your most popular course right now at Defensive Strategies?
Right now, it is actually the ladies-only pistol class.
Really? Ladies only?
Yeah. Yep. Ladies get into guns like there's no tomorrow.
So now, what does it involve? What does a gun training course involve at the Defensive Strategies?
Well, what we do is we do classroom training up until usually about 2:30, starting at 8 a.m., and we give them full instruction on all the different action types that they're going to see when they go to the store, selection, and then we go to the range and have them shoot a variety of pistols.
So they can decide which ones they like, which ones fit with their personality, their strength, et cetera, and their what they can handle. That's very good. So and you guys are open how many days a week? 6-7 days a week?
We are open all the time, yeah, but we are not at the classroom until, unless we're doing classes. So it's best to call or email us ahead of time, or just go to our website at defensivestrategies.org and check out our upcoming schedule. We've got a lot on the schedule.
Yeah. So if you want to see if you want to see there's something you're interested in, you can go to their website, defensivestrategies.org. This is a great chance to get a training or a course for a half price. You can get a $125 gift certificate for $62.50. So I'm sure that you're being deluged with all kinds of new clients in the last few months, aren't you, Bob?
Oh yeah, the last 6 months we've been doing three basic classes every month, and every class has just about been full. And our classrooms are a 22 seat classroom, so we're pretty busy.
Okay, and is this just for people from New Hampshire, or can people from other states, like for instance Massachusetts, by to Manchester, can they come up too? Can they get training that they can use?
Yes, yes, we are. We are also Massachusetts approved firearms instructors. So, anybody from Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, wherever can come to our place. So,
okay, and tell me about pepper spray. Do you think Mayor Wheeler had any training with pepper spray before he opened fire on that woke guy at the pub in Portland the other night?
Yeah, I probably doubt that he took a pepper spray class.
What does a pepper spray class involve?
It's basically we're teaching you about what pepper spray is, how to spray it, and cautions. Obviously, you don't want to be shooting pepper spray into the wind, so you do have to be situationally aware of what wind direction is going on. Types of pepper spray that you want to use outdoors versus pepper sprays that you want to use indoors. There's actually a lot to it that people don't
realize. What's the difference between pepper spray and mace?
Mace is a brand name. Pepper spray is just a term that
generic
they use for. Right.
So could you call mace a pepper spray, basically?
Yes, mace is a pepper spray.
Okay. I was unclear about that.
Mace is actually a company name.
Yeah. Because I thought all the woke mayors and municipalities like Portland, Oregon, and Ted Wheeler were banning mace and pepper spray, and then the mayor pulls one out of his pocket. It's the equalizer among woke politicians, I guess.
Yeah, believe it or not, that pepper spray is legal in all 50 states. I mean, there are some stipulations in some states, like Massachusetts. You can only carry, you know, like a one ounce canister.
Yeah, I know. I bought one for one of my daughters. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, get a defensive strategies $125 certificate for $62.50. It's a great deal. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We just started the Cheap Bastard deal with the defensive strategies in Manchester, New Hampshire. They're moving fast. I just got a text from a 603, a woman. I took the woman's only class in August. It was awesome. So informative, and everyone was nice. And a Limerick guy just gave me another guy. If there's going to be a character issue in the Baseball Hall of Fame, what about Orlando Zepeda? Famous slugger for the San Francisco Giants. Certainly worthy of being in the Hall of Fame. He was on the same great teams with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. They were a bunch of great players. Won the pennant a few times. He went to prison for 10 months for drugs. I know it was marijuana, but it was drugs. 10 months in prison. Is it a character issue for Orlando Zepeda, or is it only Curt Schilling because he sent out tweets?
Well, first of all, Howie, we'd have to ask Mike Barnicle because he is the judge and the jury in all things character.
That's true.
And I don't think he's going to come on the show because I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I don't think he's the biggest fan of you.
When they picked him up on waivers at the Herald, someone said, how do you deal with working with Mike Barnicle? And I said, we work different sides of the street. I'm the nonfiction columnist for the Boston Herald. He's the fiction columnist for the Boston Herald.
It's crazy because Mike Barnicle told me the exact same story that you just said.
Very good, Grace.
Yeah.
Very good. Curt Schilling is a good guy. And I'm, you know, this irritates me because I know the guy. And he's just the most decent person in the world. But even if I did know him, I would just be gobsmacked by the utter hypocrisy and double standard here.
I totally agree, and I was talking about this too today. He's a class act, Curt Schilling, and you can disagree with his politics, but I mean, if you just look at his charitable work, the stuff he's done for, you know, ALS and all these different you know, diseases and things like that, he's a good guy, and he's a good family man, and it's not right. But I really believe him when he says, like, people took his letter that he wrote and said, oh, you don't care, you wrote all this stuff down. If you read the letter and if you've ever talked to Curt, you know that he's fine with who he is, and he doesn't really care if they like him or not. He probably just wants this constant cycle to end of these people criticizing him who he doesn't care about.
Right, and they can't take away all those victories, his magnificent performance in the World Series for the Red Sox, the fact he won 20 games in both leagues. I mean, they can't take that away from him.
No, exactly. Howie, I did want to tell you a little story here that I just saw from the New York Post. Utah family has 20 members kicked off flight over, can you guess why?
Masks.
Over a mask dispute. American Airlines booted 20 Utah passengers, 10 adults and 10 kids, all from the same family, from a flight to Dallas over noncompliance with its face covering policy. Family member Scott Wilson cried foul over their ousting from flight 1214, telling a news company that one mask slipped below one passenger's nose but was quickly corrected. Now, this is his quote. This is what he's claiming. He says, I didn't really see who it was, but somebody said, hey, you know, keep your mask up. I dropped everything and moved it up, picked up my stuff, and made our way to the back of the plane. After the large family sat down, a gate agent delivered the bad news. He said, now this is again a quote, well, they want you to leave the plane. And I said, what, they want us to get off the plane? Can we talk? Can we have a conversation? Nobody has really talked to us. So after they got the whole group off the plane, he said that a lot of families stuck up for him. Because the flight attendant said, no, it has to be the whole family. And this is what he said. He said, there was actually a couple families around us that stood up and were like, this is wrong. That guy is being a jerk. He was yelling at other people as they came on too, and he was already mad at these guys. They didn't do anything. One witness told the news outlet that he saw the family wearing masks at all times and feels they were unfairly removed. I hope they sue.
I'd never heard of 20 people at once being removed off a plane.
Yeah, it sounds like Home Alone. Like, well, where are all these people going? Is there, they going to Paris? Where's Kevin? But seriously, I think that people get so Karen-y on planes. I don't know if that's an adjective now, but they get so Karen-y on these planes. And my whole thing is, if you're that scared, then don't come on the plane. Take a road trip. You know, do the Forrest Gump. Walk across the country. Like, the people on the planes, if you're on there, then you're accepting the fact that you're kind of going to be in close quarters.
Now, do the service dogs have to wear masks, Grace?
Well, you saw that
story. I read a story about how you can now get your pet vaccinated, or they were saying that down the road you're going to be able to get your dog or your cat vaccinated for COVID-19.
See, I'm so jealous of the dogs because they're only expected to wear one mask, and we're expected to wear three. And it's just not fair.
Well, it went up again today. I know it increased a couple of days ago to two, but it's up to three now, Grace?
Yeah, I think I saw somewhere
there was
that it was
a graphic
three.
From MSNBC circulating social media saying mask effectiveness, two masks, 75%. Three masks, 90%.
And then someone wrote back, five masks, 110%. You actually get healthier if you have it on. It's really crazy. Like, this is stuff we were all joking about. But Howie, I thought the most amazing thing was, I saw a story in the New York Times today about how we can't relax the lockdowns or else, you know, come the summertime. And they were showing the curves and the hills or whatever it is. And I was like, what happened to 15 days? Now we're talking about we have a vaccine. And even when people are vaccinated,
yeah,
we're not going to open up.
There's a great story. I'm going to get into it later on. And the headline just sums it up, Dismounting the COVID Tiger. And it talks about how the oligarchs, the guy calls them oligarchs, deep state, whatever you want to call them. You know, now that they've gotten rid of Trump, they have to figure out a way out of this.
Right.
And that's the eternal problem with stirring up a mob, Grace. You know, you think you're in control of it. And then you try, oh, we're going to tamp it down now. We got what we wanted. But some people, you can't tamp them down, right? Like this guy on the plane, you know? He's all Karen'd up. He'll probably be Karen for the rest of his life, screaming at people.
Right. It's like when Kramer, you know, isn't there an episode where he becomes like a cult leader or something? And then he joins like a cult group. And then they become really into him. And they're like, Kramer. And he can't break out of it because they're worshiping him. And that's what it is. These people are worshiping this COVID.
The masks.
And it's a whole culture now.
All hail the mask.
And there was a woman today, Howie. She was talking after John Kerry. And, you know, it's hard to talk after John Kerry. It's hard to follow that up. But she was talking about how climate change is the greatest health crisis of our time. And I'm just thinking to myself, so all these kids who are sitting at home and all these people who lost their jobs, now you're telling them that what we've just been dealing with for the last couple of months doesn't even qualify as the biggest health crisis of our time. It's still the temperature of the earth.
Well, if it is the greatest crisis of our time, then he should be tried as some kind of war criminal for having this private jet all these years from his that was bought by his second wife's first husband's trust fund, right?
Well, I feel bad because he bought that house in Martha's Vineyard, and I thought he was a Nantucket guy, and then he decided to buy a house in Martha's Vineyard. And I know that Obama's there, and he's probably trying his best to get the sea levels down, but it doesn't look good property-wise. If you really feel that we're all going to be flooded in the next, what is it now, Howie, like 9 years?
Yeah, then, I think it's down to nine, under 10 years. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, and Howie, did you hear that story about the minimum wage? Like all these liberal moonbats were so pumped that Biden was going to back the minimum wage. And he said, you know, $15 an hour. First it was $15 million. And then he corrected himself, $15,000. And then he corrected himself again and said $15. And so they're all excited about it. And then they came out yesterday, his administration, and said $15 an hour by 2025. And people on Twitter were hysterically laughing. And they're like, oh my God, you guys, if you bought into this and thought they were going to do this, now they're telling you 2025. And the thing about the progressives, they're not patient. You know what I mean? Like they don't give you much of a chance if you betray them. So they were all online, the keyboard warriors. Yeah, they were so mad. How dare he? It was pretty funny. We have the triple mask cut, Howie.
This is from CNBC, Shep Smith's new show.
Now, Virginia Tech researchers found that doubling up these cloth masks increases the efficacy from 50 to 75%. A three-layer mask could block up to 90% of the particles.
Just put a pillow over your face.
maybe this could put Mike Lindell back into business again, now that they've tried to cancel him. If you wear a My Pillow over your head, you will be totally immune to the virus. Well, you will never suffer the flu, the seasonal flu that is COVID-19.
It is really crazy. Like, how are people supposed to breathe with that stuff on? Oh, but Howie, another thing I wanted to say, I don't know if you saw this. You remember Daniel Dale? He's a CNN fact checker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do remember
he's
him
probably, he called Trump
the
serial liar.
He's kind of, he's back in the bullpen, isn't he? Or is he on injured reserve? He's going to get 4-year vacation now, right?
Yeah, let's just say his load's a lot lighter now that Trump's not in office. But I thought you'd appreciate this tweet from him because he's still, you know, keeping the Biden administration honest. But tell me if you notice any difference in how he covered the serial liar. That's what he described Trump as, versus how he covers Biden. CNN's Daniel Dale fact-checked many of the statistical claims President Joe Biden made in his economic speech and found Biden was highly factual, though there are some nuances worth noting.
Did he fact check him yesterday when he said that now that they have 600 million vaccines, they're going to use them on 300 Americans?
Well,
he fact check that?
Howie, that's a nuance. So I don't think we fact check nuances. We kind of just try to explain them. That's what I always said about Trump. Trump could say something that you'd have to be really dense not to understand what he was trying to say. And they would warp whatever he said, whether it was a joke, they would take it out of context and they would turn it into something totally evil. And now Biden, on the other hand, could say something blatantly bad and they would say, oh, no, this is what he really meant. Deep down.
No, well, they say they took the thing. I mentioned that, I think, earlier, that they took the thing where he says we have the most inclusive and extensive voter fraud organization in American political history. They said that's been totally debunked. How he said it. The right. Video exists. He said it.
Yeah.
But it's been totally debunked because he didn't know what the hell he was saying. Like when he said he was only going to vaccinate 300 Americans.
No, they kept saying what he likely meant was. I'm like, I don't really think you guys can tell us what he likely meant. Only
Grace,
Joe knows.
Grace, one of the texters wants to know, if you suffocate from wearing so many masks, will your passing be listed as a COVID death?
That's a really good question. I do not recommend 3 masks or pillows or anything. I recommend just doing exactly what it requires for you to get in the store without, you know, being dragged away in cuffs. Howie, I also want to read you this. So yesterday, the Oval Poffis was announced on Twitter. That would be for Major and Champ, who I think are going to have more press coverage by the media than Joe Biden. And so Stephen Miller on Twitter, he's holding the liberals to their own standards and their own norms. And he is deciding to keep track of how many people are dying every day under Joe Biden's presidency from COVID. So he replies to the POFIS PAW release and he says 2,000 people died of COVID-19 yesterday, almost 20,000 since Biden took office. And then so people on Twitter started to join in on it. And they also were saying this and people were writing things like, nearly 2.2 people die every minute of COVID-19 since Biden took office. And someone else said, this is my favorite one. 20 more just died from Biden's mishandling of the virus. This has to stop. Hashtag accessory to murder. Hashtag impeach 46. Hashtag illegitimate Joe. So rather than get the joke that this is what they did to Trump for 4 years, a health reporter from The Hill had a little freak out on Twitter. And he didn't like that people were doing this to Joe Biden, and he has since deleted the tweet, and maybe even his Twitter. I haven't checked in a while. But people don't understand, like, you're missing the point of this. We're just doing what you guys did for 4 years.
Yes. They don't have much of a sense of humor, either. The mobs are not renowned for their wry amusement with bon mots.
Right. It's okay for them to say that the blood's on Trump's hands, but if you make a joke about it about anyone else, they get really offended.
201 says, a 3-masker? I only heard of a 3-bagger. Oh, all right. We've got so much stuff to get to here today, Grace. Anyway, thank you for being with us.
Thanks,
Howie. Appreciate it. All right, 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 781 says, Howie, I know Kerry was speaking at the White House today and hoping you'll do your awesome impersonation of him. I don't have to do an impersonation of John Forbes Live Shot Caddy because he did a fantastic, a fabulous impersonation of himself.
Can I get out of here, please?
I'll just play one. We'll play some more as we go along here today, but I have to play... I got to play one. Cut 27.
What President Biden wants to do is make sure those folks have better choices, that they have alternatives, that they can be the people who go to work to make the solar panels. They were making them here at home. That is going to be a particular focus of the Build Back Better agenda.
Well, I would say an example of a better job for a coal miner would be gigolo. And just hunt down a billionaire several years older than yourself and marry her. Pretty soon, you'll have your own private jet to be winging around the world talking about the dangers of the hoi polloi having their Hyundais. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. I love the show.
Thank you.
Joe Biden's getting us back into the Paris Climate Treaty.
Yes.
And they're calling it an executive agreement to circumvent the treaty process.
Right. They circumvented the treaty process when they got into it originally. Now they're going to circumvent the loophole that they exploited before.
But like, maybe this is another shot for us to have some senators stand up and say, hey, this has got to go to the Senate for ratification or not.
Yeah. It's just, this is the most ridiculous thing. I mean, there's so many stupid things. How about the fact that he said he put in an executive order that you can't use the words China virus anymore? And then he goes out and he starts talking about, well, we have these new variants from Brazil and South Africa and the UK. What about those countries? Aren't they offended? Yeah, how come you can offend those countries from all over the world, but you can't offend China? Oh, maybe because Hunter got $1.5 billion? Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hello, Howie Carr. I want to ask you the question, the five rhino vote to impeach Trump. I will admit, Romney, you can bring Romney vote for Biden because 70% in Utah are Republican.
I know.
I want to find out if he vote for Biden.
He's not very popular in Utah, the latest polls I've seen. I mean, he doesn't have to run for re-election for a while, but... you know, the people are not happy with him. I mean, he is just such a snake in the grass. I mean, I voted for him in 2012. I voted for him when he ran for governor in Massachusetts. But I think most of the people that are listening to me right now would be hard-pressed to ever vote. I would never vote for him under any circumstances. Thank you, Mr. Garcia. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.